Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Talk the Tea with E, a weekly podcast for everyone. Join E every week right here on Blog Talk Radio as she opens up interesting conversations about everything from family, love, marriage, relationships, you name it, she's got the tea. This show is brought to you by Heart to Hand Shoebox Ministries in association with Pieces of Me, an autobiography by Erica Patrick Van Zandt. As always, we hope you enjoy the show. Now sit back, relax, and get ready. It's about time to talk the tea. With your girl E.
Hey guys, happy Labor Day. I hope that you guys are all enjoying your day. You're staying safe. And like me, you are enjoying this beautiful weather. If you don't know me by now, you know that I love the rain. I love the sleet. I love the snow. I love the cold. So I am really hyped and enjoying this weather. So thank you so much for joining me on Talk the Tea with E. And, of course, I'm your girl, E. So I have a simple question for you guys. My question to you is, who are you? And I'm not talking about your personality or anything like that. I'm talking about the person you are today, not yesterday and not tomorrow. Who are you today? The person you are today, are you that person because that is who you really are? Or are you that person because you were told to be that person? Do you find yourself trying to be someone you are not because you feel the need to stand up to standards of other people? The name of this topic today, guys, is Never Apologize for Being You. So growing up, comparing myself to other people, I felt if I talked too proper, I'd be judged for trying to be white. And if I acted too black, I'd be judged for trying to be ghetto. And if I wore what other people wore, I felt myself trying to take on their own persona because I thought I had to. And as I grew older, I always thought that as a female, if I didn't keep my hair done or I didn't keep my nails done, I was not considered a real woman. And when I began gaining weight, I always thought that I could not be a certain type of me because I was fat. I used to look at everyone else, their goals and their achievements, and thought that I had to make them mine. And if I was not, something wrong with me. I never thought that I was worthy of having a good man. So I settled for what I could get. I would look at other wives and I would try to mimic what they did and how they acted and who they were and thought that that would save my own marriage. You see what I'm saying? I used to look at my handwriting and ask why I wrote so sloppy. Then I would try to mimic other people's handwriting. You know, I would look at other wives' rings and wonder why my ring was not as big as theirs or why my diamond didn't shine as bright as theirs. I would compare my job to others and wonder why I didn't make as much as they did. And furthermore, why didn't I work where they worked? I would look at another female's car and wonder why my car could not look like their car. Or my car could not be their car. I found my apologizing to others for my own thoughts and why I was the way I am. And then one day, I just stopped. I said, E, listen, why are you apologizing for being who God created only you to be. Why are you apologizing for being you? You see, I'm not the cutest person in the world, and I'm not the lightest person in the world. I'm not the smallest person in the world, and I'm not the smartest person in the world. I don't wear makeup every day, and I don't wear heels every day. I don't get my hair done all the time, and my wedding ring is not as big as everybody else's. I don't walk around wanting to be someone else anymore. I don't, because I love being Diane Patrick Van Zandt. I'm dope. I love being who I am, and I don't have to apologize for being who I am to anybody. I remember being in a motorcycle club and wanting to ride one because I thought I had to. And now I want to ride one because I want to, not because someone else wants me to. I don't smile all day because someone else wants me to. Sometimes I don't want to smile, so sometimes I don't. I used to wonder how I was blessed with the husband that I have. And I finally figured it out. You heard me cough. My sinuses are draining, but I no longer walk around trying to be someone or something that I'm not. And I refuse to apologize, guys, for being me. If you don't like the Erica that stands before you today, then guess what? I don't care. Guys, never hide who you are. The only shame is to have shame. Always believe in. Never regret your past. It's a waste of time to do that. Every mistake, every moment of weakness, every terrible thing that happened to you, it was a test to make you stronger, not to make you weak, not to think that you're not you, not to try to mimic being somebody else because they're perfect. Learn from it. Grow from it. The only way you can get the respect of others is when you show them that you respect yourself. Do what you do and never apologize for being you. I always thought that to live the way I really want. And that's what held me back from living the way I wanted to live. Turning my passion into something that I wanted to do and not what I am expected to do. And taking ownership and full control of my own life. I'm telling you, it feels so good. I bet you're asking yourself, E, why weren't you yourself in the first place? Well, let me tell you, for real, I was scared. I was scared to be me, the real me. I was scared to admit that. It's not that I was embarrassed of who I was, but I was afraid that I would not be accepted for who I was. I'm a very serious person, told that I was too serious. So does that mean that I need to stop being serious because someone else told me that I was? No. My concern was not that I was too serious. My concern was that people may interpret my facial expressions as being mean or being in a bad mood. So I've learned how to change that expression. Even if I am a serious person, my persona, it does not have to outward project that. You feel me? Changing something about yourself that may impact your character or personality, it does not change who you are as a person. We fear that people won't like us or value us if we don't fit in. Why do we fear that so much? A waste of energy to fear what others think about you. And it's a waste of life trying to live life on anybody else's terms but your own. Because what is the alternative? shutting down your true self and becoming a human robot that's programmed by who society and other people want you to be? Yes, that's the alternative. You may not like me. You may not accept me, or you may not even value me. But one thing you will do, you will respect me flat out. I earn my respect. I deserve my respect, regardless who you want me to be or who you think I am. I will be respected flat out. When we take control of our lives, y'all, we start feeling better about it. And when we feel better, we enjoy our life more. And that makes us happier. It's common sense. Over the past years, you know, I've been gradually living my life on my terms. And now I can honestly say that everything that I do and say is because I want to. Not for my dad, not for my husband, not for my kids, not for my church, because Erica wants to. I only associate myself with who I like. Why waste my time or their time pretending otherwise? If you don't like me and I don't like you, to know that we shouldn't even be around one another. Do what you're meant to do and be who you are and be okay with who you are without feeling that you have to apologize. It's time for you to do the same as me and be yourself. Know yourself. Walk in who God has put you on this earth to do and be. And the funny thing about all this is that you don't get what you want when you try to be someone you're not. When you try to be something else or fake it till you make it, people will never respect you for it, because who are they really? You or the person that you're trying to be? I can tell you from personal experience that being yourself is the most liberating thing in life. I remember when I met my husband and how he would tell me that I am 40-something years old and I needed to grow up because I listened to a certain type of music. And for years, I told myself that maybe I'm too old to listen to what I listen to. And maybe I'm too old to do this. And maybe I'm too old to do that to my car. But guess what? That's who I am. I'm that chick that has a kicker box in her trunk with 12s in it. I'm that chick that has her windows tinted. I'm that chick that has blue car wraps on her car. I'm that chick that wears a lot of bracelets, and I love electronics. And I'm that new addition, and I love wearing exclusive things with my name on it. I'm that chick that still listens to my son's rap music. I'm that chick that doesn't mind going places that I don't know anybody and trying new things that uplift me. I'm that chick that does not need an entourage of people around me, and I don't have to be in the in crowd or part of a clique. I'm popular on my own because I am me. I am no longer worried about fitting in. My life is too valuable to do so. I don't worry about the clothes I wear and if they are accepted by another person. I don't worry about who likes the way I talk proper or who hates the way I can be ghetto. Because bottom line, I'm me and you're you. Begin walking in who you are. Be the person that you want to be. Be the person that you like to be. Conquer that fear of being you and being approved of. Day by day, you can show a little piece of who you really are. and bit by bit, build that person up. Trust yourself and trust that you are good enough and that you are enough. It's time for the world to meet the real you. And if others don't like it, guess what? Who gives a damn? That's the problem. That's their problem. People don't know how to worry about themselves because they're so worried about other people and what they do and what they say and where they go and who they're with and what they're wearing and not what they're doing. People need to worry about those things within their own life and quit worrying about everybody else. And maybe, just maybe, if they worry about themselves, they will see that they're not walking in who God really meant for them to be. They're not being the real them. And just maybe they will begin to do that for themselves. Start owning your own life, guys, and who you are. And most importantly, do it your way. Nobody else's way. Your way. Stop apologizing for who you are. Period. That's it. You don't have to apologize for being you. That is all I have for you today. Thank you so much for joining me, your girl E, on Talk the Tea with E. Please follow me. Follow me on Blog Talk Radio. Follow me on Spotify. Follow me on Apple Music. There's a couple of more sites out there that I'm on. Please push that share button. If anybody you know may need to hear any of the episodes that I have taped, please share it with them. If it's not for you, you may know someone that really, really needs to hear it. So much for joining me today. Please have a very blessed and wonderful week. Please know that I love you.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Talk the Tea with E, a podcast powered by Heart for Hand Shoebox Ministries, in association with Pieces of Me, an autobiography by Erica Patrick Van Zandt. If you have show ideas or would like to be a guest on the show, remember to email us at talkthetwithe@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and tune in every week to get your dose of Talk the Tea with E. God bless and good night.